From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jana Rose Schleiss. With party nominees officially selected for races across Missouri, Sarah Kellogg reports the conservative caucus within the Senate could likely see some gains.
With only a Libertarian candidate facing him in November, Missouri House Representative Travis Fitzwater is likely going to be the senator for Missouri's 10th district. The current representative will enter a chamber that was plagued by dysfunction last session as the then seven members of the conservative caucus frequently clashed with leadership. Fitzwater says while he will not be joining the conservative caucus, which will likely gain a few seats in November, he doesn't believe the upcoming session is a lost cause.
I think there are several things that they want to get accomplished that I would agree with that I think we ought to be working on in this next legislative session. I think there are plenty of things we share thoughts on that the relationships just matter.
Fitzwater says one of his priorities as a senator will be working on children's issues such as mental health and foster care. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
President Joe Biden has approved Missouri's request for a federal disaster declaration in response to severe flooding that hit St. Louis last month. Biden's decision yesterday makes St. Louis area residents eligible for federal help with temporary housing, home repairs, and some health care. Applicants can also get counseling and disaster-related unemployment assistance. Record rainfall caused widespread flash flooding across the St. Louis area July 26th through 28th. Summer nights have been getting warmer by more than 2 degrees since the 1970s. As Eva Tesfai reports, this poses problems for livestock across the Midwest.
High overnight temperatures were part of the reason ranchers lost cattle in Kansas earlier this year. A rapid change in temperature, along with the cows not cooling down at night, caused heat stress. Hot nights can cause health and reproductive problems for cattle, says Missouri Extension veterinarian and cattle rancher Scott Polk.
We've got to either, on the dairy side, provide more heat abatement, a more strategic heat abatement, and on the beef side, I've got to breed an animal that is going to adapt and function in this environment.
With overnight temperatures going up, he encourages ranchers to continue to keep their cows cool at night after a hot day. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eva Tesfai.
The idea for a 375-mile-long scenic byway is headed to several communities for public meetings. KOMU 8 reports the proposal, called Ozark Run, would create a state system of scenic byways in hopes of preserving natural, historic, or recreational roads for the traveling public. The proposal involves 6 routes, 11 counties, and 8 incorporated towns. The route runs from St. Louis across the Ozark National Scenic Riverways and ends near Branson. Each governmental agency located along the proposed route will hold a public meeting within the next 30 days and either approve or reject the plan. I'm Jana Rose Schleiss, KBIA News, Columbia.